Yirmiya, Parakhov Hey Pasuk Chaf Vav. Ilanishmas Batsal Tzvi Bemoshi Yitzchak. So, Yirmiya, for a change, is prophesying about the nations. And he's listing all of the different nations that are in big trouble because Nebuchadnezzar is coming and he's going to destroy them all. So, it's a listing of UN members who are about to see that all of their resolutions in the world aren't going to save them when Nebuchadnezzar comes. Beis Kol Malchei Atzafon and all of the kings of the north. Now, you would think the kings of the north would be the first ones to get in trouble, because that's where Nebuchadnezzar is coming from, is from the north. So presumably he came through these guys as well. So I'm not sure if there's a reason, the Mefarshim don't discuss it, why the Psukim start from the south, from Egypt, and work our way north. Perhaps we start from the furthest away target that Nebuchadnezzar is going to wipe out, and then we get back further and further, going to the north, to the point where obviously along the way these guys are going to be destroyed as well. All the kings of the north, Hakirovim Baruchokim, near and far, both of them, Ish El Achiv, one after another. Ish El Achiv is sometimes used for people telling each other things. In this case, it means each nation after its brother nation, one after another. Ve'is Kol Hamamlechos Ha'aretz, and all of the nations and kingdoms of the earth, Asher Al Paneho Adama, Umelech Sheshach, Yishte acharehem, and the king of Sheshach will drink after them. What does it mean the king of Sheshach will drink after them? So the Mefarshim tell us that the king of Sheshach is another way of talking about the king of Bavel. Sooner or later, all of the destruction that is loosed through Bavel and Nebuchadnezzar as God's servant in this instance to do the will of God of massive worldwide destruction, you would think, well, I served God with great alacrity and with great faithfulness. Look, I destroyed everybody as much as I could destroy them. Well, guess what? In the end, the destroyer himself is going to drink the same kos. And Mesuz Zavid explains why Sheshach, because it's the reverse alphabetical acrostic code. So Aleph is the first letter, and that corresponds with Tuf, the last letter. If you were imagining starting from both ends and meeting in the middle, so Aleph equals Tuf, and Beis equals Shin. So Sheshach starts with Shin Shin, that means Beis Beis. And Chaf and Lamed are the exact center of the alphabet, because it's 22 letters, so it's 11 from the beginning and 11 from the end. So Chaf equals Lamed in this way. So Sheshach equals Beis Beis Lamed, Bavel. And some of the Mefarshim actually start to contemplate some of the mathematics of this. Sheshach gives you a total of 620, says a commentary called Azulai. He says, well, Sheshach is 620, Shin 300, Shin 300, Chaf 20. And if you take the word Keser, the crown, you get Chaf is 20, Tuf is 400, Resh is 200, also 620. So Nebuchadnezzar meets his downfall because he assumes a crown that wasn't his own crown. He takes a Keser Melucha that doesn't belong to him. He was a servant in this case, not a king, but he doesn't see it that way. His ego, by the way, I am always brought to mind of a giant painting found in the lair of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. Incredible. I think I saw an image of it. Somebody in the occupying army took a picture and put it up. And it has Nebuchadnezzar handing a scroll to Saddam Hussein. So Saddam thought of himself as the heir to Nebuchadnezzar, but the problem is Nebuchadnezzar got himself in trouble by seizing a crown that he was not due him, and by not seeing what his role was in the grand scheme of history. So the Melech Sheshach is also going to drink from the cup of destruction. Chav Zayin v'yomarta aleihem, and you will tell them, you will speak of them, but also to them, Ko amar Hashem Tzavakos Elokei Yisrael, this is what God, the God of Israel, has to say. By the way, in this case, by saying Elokei Yisrael, that's even more significant because he's not talking to the Jews now. He's talking to the nations. But he's telling them that God is the God of Israel, not the God of the world per se. He's not your God. He's Israel's God. We have a special relationship, even though we were the first ones destroyed, or among them. Shesu v'shichru ukiyu. Drink and get drunk and then vomit. Koa. Just throw it all up. Can't keep it down. V'niflu v'lo sakumu. And you're going to fall, never to rise again. V'pnei hacherev, before the sword, Asher Anochi Shaleach Beinechem, that I am sending among you. So after a drunk person gets drunk and then throws up, they get sober at least a little bit. Sobers up a little bit, says Radak. But to the nations, Radak says, you're going to fall in a drunken stupor and you're not going to get up no matter how much disgusting stuff your body emits. You're just going to be a mess. Chafches v'haya ki yimo anu lo kachas akos miyad chalishtos. And if they will refuse to take the cup from your hand to drink, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the Goyim decide not to listen, or if they refuse to be, Matsudas David says, subordinated to Bavel. They have to drink the cup. They don't even know that they're drinking a cup, but they're being stuck drinking a cup. V'yamarto aleihem, tell them, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvako, Shaso Tishtu. God tells you, you're going to drink. You can try to resist, you can try to spit it out, you can close your lips, you can refuse to drink the cup of punishment that you are going to get, but you're not going to be able to escape. And even if you try to rebel against Bavel at first and fight the inevitable, you are going to lose. Chavtes, ki hine vo'ir asher nikro shemi oleha. Because look, Eretz Yisrael is an example, Eretz Yehuda is an example. You should pay attention to what's happening to the Jews. Imagine if the UN today paid attention to what's happening to the Jews right now. Look what's happening to the city where my name is called upon it. Anochi Mechel Lahara. I am beginning to bring Mechel Tehillah. I am beginning to bring wickedness and evil upon them. Ve'atem hinokei sinaku. And you think you're going to go completely unpunished? So ve'atem hinokei sinaku? Question mark. Exclamation point. You think you're going to get away with it? Lo sinaku, you are not going to escape clean. You're not going to go unpunished. Ki cherav ani korei al kol yoshei haaretz. Because I am summoning the sword, I am loosing the sword upon all of the inhabitants of the earth. Ne'um Hashem tzvakos. So Yerushalayim was the one most worthy of being saved. If Yerushalayim doesn't get saved, you have no chance. So this is not, says the Malbim, a warning to them to repent. Because the ones who should have repented got punished first, Klal Yisrael. Well, now you're in for it, all the rest of you, and there is no salvation for you. Even like Yisrael was given decades and decades to try to repent, you're not getting that opportunity.